I am your host, Keanu, and this is Agreeing with Q. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the episode last week. We are going to get right into something different. Welcome back. God is good. It's been a minute, y'all. So before we get started, like, comment, subscribe. Tell me what you want to hear. Tell me the things that will interest you. Tell me things that you missed. Tell me things that you're looking forward to hearing. Tell me just what you want to know. There's been a lot of changes with me. Some good, some not so good. Some are just life. So I told myself we're going to get on this camera because if I wait, if I wait until the time is right, it won't happen. So if I wait until the time is right, it won't happen. But I used to be like, oh, this is a good topic. Let me get on here. But as of lately, there have been no good topics. If I'm being transparent with y'all, as of lately, there has not been the best news. As of lately, if I'm being transparent, there has not been anything to talk about. There hasn't been any advice. Well, I have some advice, but there hasn't been any huge positives in my life that I can pinpoint off the top of my head. So let me just get straight into it. Y'all know I finished school. My degree finally came in the mail, so I'm finally done, and everything worked out. So God is good. No matter what, God is still good. I find no fault in God. But there's been a lot. So y'all know that as you go through life, you experience life. You experience sick loved ones. You experience changes with yourself. You experience changes with your family members. You know, the ones that you held up here are now the ones that are dependent on you. The ones that, you know, you look to are now looking to you. The ones that you depended on are now dependent on you. Or the ones that you looked at as nothing can make or break them are now make or breaking. You know what I mean? So this is just like an example of like what I've been going through without telling all my business. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's been a lot. So I'll just get straight into it. So my grandparents are older. Y'all know I love my grandparents. Y'all know I'm crazy about my grandparents. But like I said, there hasn't been anything good to talk about. I know I like to talk about mental health, but I also like to talk about things that are going around or going on that needs to be addressed. But I'm gonna get straight into it, because like I said, if I wait until I have something good to talk about, then y'all only see one side of me, and I want you guys to see the transparent side of me. I want you guys to see what's really going on in my life, and this is what's going on in my life. You know, I'm still showing up for people. I'm still showing up for the kids at work. I'm still showing up for my family, the ones that need me. I'm still showing up for myself when it's required. But anything that's not required, I'm no longer doing because Eric, I'm not crying. I'm just like, my nose is stuffed up. Erica Campbell said, I can't fix you because I'm trying to fix me. I'm trying to find help. So I'm on my knees. Got an ache right here, ache right there. And the song, I Need a Little More Jesus. Like, that's literally my life right now. I have no more room or no more time for you, because I'm literally trying to help me, trying to maintain me. You feel me? So yeah, that's where I'm at right now. My grandfather was in the hospital getting checked out. Yeah, he was getting checked out recently, so I was getting off work. And I was going to go check him out. I was going to go to the hospital to make sure he was good. And so I was already worried about that. So then I get a text message about my uncle. And I'm like, okay, what's going on, Unc? So and he's at another hospital. So I turn around to go see him. And I'm like, I get there and I'm like, what is going on? Like, you know, and I'm not trying to tell my business, so if y'all think I'm stumbling or what, it's just that I'm trying to, like, filter, you know, without telling you everything. But to make a long story short, my grandma has one brother left, and he's like, it's my grandma and it's him. And he was the one in the hospital, so when I got there, I'm like, what is going on? Like, he's one of those people that I was talking about earlier, saying, like, my heroes or my... the ones that you think can't be moved or can't nothing happen, you know what I mean? Because you just have always looked at that person like that. So I get there and I see him, and I actually walk past the room twice because I don't know. I'm like, I kept looking. I'm like, that can't be, you know, but it was him. So I go in there and I'm like, what's up? You know, hey, what's up, huh? You good? You know, and it was bittersweet, because I'm like, I mean, of course he was in his right mind and everything, but it just was like, what is going on? Is this life? Is this the life that they say keep on living? You know? And I'm like, this can't be life. Like, this can't be life. Just watch loved ones get sick, you know, to see my grandma come in and see her brother like that, you know, to have him request to see his sister, you know, is that what life is? You know, to see their interaction, just because I have a brother, I can't imagine thinking like, this is my last, you know, where's my brother, you know? So it's just, that's where I've been. So my uncle passed away last week. So that's something that we've been trying to adjust to, you know. Losing somebody like him was like, man, my Uncle David. Like, what are we gonna do with our Uncle David? You know, what is life without Uncle David? So now I'm in this place where I'm learning what life looks like without the most important people in your life. How do you move forward without life? Not without life, but without those people, you know? And then it's like getting you prepared to lose other people, because what do you do when those other people leave? You know, when your grandparents are getting older, so it's like you see the writing on the wall with people getting sick, and, you know, the health is not the best. So it's like, when I say I haven't recorded a podcast, and this is why. Y'all don't want to hear this. Like, this is not the best. I'm not suicidal, I just have not been in the best headspace, and it's because I'm just like trying to adjust to the changes in my life. But through it all, I know that God is good. I mean, I know, if I don't know nothing else, I know God is good. know that God has kept my mind. I know that God has sustained me. I know that God has kept my family. My uncle was 84 years old, so it's not like he was young. Yeah, he had a full life, but it doesn't feel good, you know? So it's like, what do you do, though? You know, what do you do? What do you do when it's like you're used to something and then it changes, right? What do you do when you don't want to complain, but you're like, it's not fair. It hurts. It hurts, you know, because that's where I'm at right now. It hurts to see that. It hurts to see that I'm in a place now where I'm like without the most important people. Like, all I feel like I have is my uncle and my aunt. I mean, my uncle and my grandma on my mom's side. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, I'm just in this weird place. And that's why I do these podcasts. Because if I don't have nobody to talk to, I could talk to this podcast. And it's like, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to feel lost. It's okay to feel like you don't know where to go next. It's okay to feel like you really are stuck. My granddad says, if you can't move forward, just mark time. Stay where you at. If you can't move forward, just stay where you at. And right now, I can't move forward. I'm gonna stay right here. You know what I mean? I know that I don't blame God for nothing going on in my life. But I also know that I gotta adjust, and God is good. I have to adjust to what's going on. I don't understand things going on in my life. But when is enough enough? Right? When is enough enough? When is too much too much? Right? Like, it's almost like blow after blow after blow. And when it's not death, it's something else. When it's not death, it's sickness. When it's not sickness, it's stress. You know what I mean? And I say that lightly. You know what I mean? I feel like I've been spoiled by God. And when I say that, I say, like, I've been spoiled by God's been taking care of me so long to where it's like I've been in a place where things haven't went wrong. I haven't lost a lot of family members. So when stuff like this happens, it almost shakes me. You know, it doesn't shake my faith, but it shakes me to where it, like, it's almost like I don't know what to do. Right? You know, last week when my uncle got sick, I looked through my phone to call all my friends, and they was all busy. And I remember I sat in the driveway because I couldn't believe that this was happening. I'm like, not my Uncle David, not my grandma's only brother, not him. Like, what? I called all these people. And after I got done doing all that, I got so convicted. You know, you wanna know why? Because God was there the whole time. Of course I prayed first, but I never said, like, I never turned and said, like, the conversation that I was gonna have with my friend, I didn't have with God in that moment. I was looking to have that with the friend. I was looking to cry with my friend. You know what I mean? So I got convicted because had I said, God, I'm hurting. God, I'm hurting, and God, I don't get it. And after I realized that I hadn't talked to God, I did this. This is literally what I said, not verbatim. Well, I tried to say this. Like, it was something like this. I'm like, God, I remember I was back in the driveway. I said, God, I'm hurting, and I don't think I can take much more. I'm not being selfish because it's not just about me, but, you know, the reason why I'm hurting is because I try to fill the void of everybody else. You know, I try to be there for everybody else, and this is hard for me to watch for everybody else. It's hard for me because that's my uncle, but it's hard for me to see my grandma that way because that's her brother. It's hard for me to see my mom that way because that's her uncle. It's hard for me to see my cousins like this because that's their dad. You know what I mean? So God, I'm hurting, and God, I need you to be the comforter that you said you would be to me. That's what I need. And God, I need you to be something that I've never experienced. I need you to be that right now. And then I had to ask God to forgive me for looking for that in all these people, because they was nowhere to be found. And I'm not mad at them, but it was just like, you know, that's how humans are. You know what I mean? That's what we do. We're not God, and can't nobody do you like Jesus. Earlier I said I had no advice, but what I will say is this. I have no regrets with my Uncle David. I have no regrets with my grandparents. You want to know why? Because I was able to go to my phone and I have message threads with my Uncle David. Pictures I sent him. Text messages. Us communicating. Calls. Just back and forth. You know what I mean? It's not me bragging, but it's me saying that we had a relationship. So I'm not convicted about my relationship with my uncle because I had a relationship with him. I knew who he was. He knew who I was. There's no conviction there saying, oh, I wish I had him. I don't have that. And God forbid something happened to my grandparents tonight. I have no conviction with them because I've done everything that I should have done by them, because they deserve it. If I had any advice, I would say, do right by the people that you cherish so you don't have no regrets. God forbid something happened to them. So like I said, I don't have no updates. That's really positive. My life has been crazy. But if you don't take nothing, take that God is still good. No matter what is going on in my life, God is still good. For real. And I find no fault in God. So I'm just in this. Somebody said something the other day. Somebody said that in life, you're either coming through a storm, getting ready to go through a storm, or getting over a storm. And I really don't know which one I'm doing. I got an idea. I don't know how true it is, but I have an idea. So, what I do know is that God can get in it with me. So I'm just leaning and depending on God. But that's what's been going on with me. On a positive note, work has been good. Stressful, but good. I feel like the kids need me. And as long as I'm helping them, I'm good. So, that's what's been going on with me. No complaints other than that. I'm looking for God to do some big things this year. I mean, it's been a rocky year. I swear, this year has been like bink, 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 bink. Like, that's literally what I feel like this year did to me. But like I said, I'm looking for a turnaround. That's the good thing, is that God can still turn this year around. I feel like he can do it. And I'm looking forward to him doing it. I was talking to my friends this weekend, and I was like, we literally have to remember that this is a faith thing. Like, we have to remember that we're going through life covering our eyes. That's how our faith should be. That's how much trust we should have in God, that we don't see it in front of us, right? That's how much faith that we should have. So I'm trusting God that much to where I'm expecting good news this week, and I'm expecting God to do big things this year, right? No matter what. What they say, come what may. So, because I mean, stuff is coming. Good things. Surely if the bad things have come and gone, then I mean good things will come too, right? I know it's a scripture for that. What's the scripture? For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. What's that saying? That's saying, for I reckon that the suffering, let me just break it down. That's saying, for the stuff that you're going through right now, Keanu, are not worthy to be compared to this good stuff that's coming in the future. Praise God. All right, guys. Listen, like, comment, subscribe. Tell me what you think. You really ain't got to tell me what you think. If it's going to be negative. I know this was a downer, but y'all been wanting to know where I've been. This is where I've been. Right here. Going through it. Me and God. God and me. It's the God in me. Sometimes when I'm trying to do right. But the good that I would, I don't, because evil is always present. That's Romans 7, chapter 7 and verse 21. So I'm trying to get it together. God is still good. But the devil is working. The devil's trying to make my family sick. He done took my uncle out. I'm just playing. Okay, let me stop. Anyways, y'all, like, comment, subscribe. Tell me what y'all think. We're going to get this podcast out. All right. All right. Thanks, guys. Love y'all. Bye. So, let's talk about it. Add me on Instagram at understanding_QUE. Add the podcast at AWQ_podcast. Add the podcast page on Instagram at AWQ_podcast. I know in the beginning I said agreeing with Q, but I can't assume that y'all know. So it's AWQ_podcast, okay? Add me on Facebook at QUIANODAVIS. Maybe I should have said that. All right, guys, let me know what y'all think. Subscribe, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.